All right. It's okay. It's okay. It's just one loss. One loss from the Smashville Predators. I don't even know anything about the rest of the losses. All those other losses were just pretend and they're in the past, and we only think about the future and the present. Smashville, it's a future present team. It's just what it is. Anyway. Hey, it's Devin. Snow White John. I know nothing. Welcome to Ripping Biscuits. It's the Smashville Predators podcast presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. All you motherfuckers. Fuck! I can't believe it. We had everything going our way. No doubt. No doubt I thought it was a 4-game winning streak. Undoubtedly. How could it be anything else? It's the new Smashville Preds. Right? Just fucking beat the Blues again. 2 times in a row. Second time in the season. We own the Blues. They haven't beat us in regulation in the Rubber Arena for like fucking thousands of days. I don't know, man. I was trying to keep my cool and just keep everything low key, and it just came out of me. And fuck, I'm sorry about that, but you know what? You knew what you were getting into when you played this podcast. Somebody told you about it. They said, hey, that guy, he's got a foul mouth, but something's going on over there. But something is going on, pal. Something is. I'm just having a glorious time right now. And just like that, we're optimistic again. Ryan Ellis could be playing on Friday. Lord, thank you. Because we've been out physicaled. We couldn't get out of a fucking subway station right now. In New York City. Nothing. We ain't got it, man. We can't even push nobody to the side. Can't even go for a puck. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Ryan Ellis is coming back. Physical's coming back. The new Preds are here. This is it. Ripping Biscuits. Smashville. Stand up.
I can't even throw bread at the ducks with you.
Ripping Biscuits. Presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Come on in. We're having a phenomenal, phenomenal night here. Yes, the Preds did lose. If you haven't heard the news, the Preds did lose 4-1 to the Carolina Hurricanes. This is a team, you know, that the Preds have just, they've won one game. I think they won the first game 3-0. And then I think they played Carolina. That was it. That was the only time they played Carolina. And they won 3-0. And they go and lay an egg after being on a memorable winning streak. Memorable 3-game winning streak. The Preds' first 3-game winning streak since October. They dropped the game 4-1. Devin, what would happen? You really want to know? You really want to know what happened in the 4-1 loss? In the Rubber Arena? That's what gets me, man. It gets me every time. I can't deal with it, man. The Rubber Arena has the most phenomenal experience, most phenomenal vibe. I got people hitting me up from upstate saying, hey, let's go to the Rubber Arena. Man, it's like the fucking new skate world. I mean, it's just crazy, man. Everybody wants to go check out a Preds game. Because of the experience, because of the history, because of how lit it gets. But godly, how do these people hang on? I don't know. I'm about to start calling these people, bringing them on the show, and just trying to get a piece of clarity on how they do it. 4-1, the Hurricanes win. Johansson, you only Pred that put something up with a goal. Johansson had that goal in the second period. Granlund played well, which new. But anyway. You know, that's what we're dealing with. And it looks like basically we right back to square one, which is, it's okay because we weren't far away from square one. But we do have an opportunity to go to Chicago, which the Preds just landed today. Saw it on Twitter. The Preds just landed today. They were looking for Kanye West. Shout out Kanye West, Chi-Town. Like I did mention. There is a possibility, a very strong possibility, that Ryan Ellis will be playing in that game on Friday. Been living under a ton of pillows, suffocating from stupidity, from hockey stupidity, which I used to suffer from. But if you are suffering from it and you did not know the news of Ryan Ellis getting absolutely sideswiped in the Winter Classic by Corey Perry, I mean, it was just a fucking douche fuck move. Here's what Ryan Ellis had to say about it. I think this was yesterday.
To be honest, it's a hockey play. I'm not bitter at him. Like, obviously, I'd like to catch him with a nice open ice hit, but as I would anyone on any other team. But it's a hockey play. I get where he was at. I get what he's thinking, and looks bad. The one I did to the kid in New York obviously looked bad, and I feel like I don't hit a lot, and I definitely don't hit dirty. So, I mean, maybe a different player, different thing, but I'm not bitter. Just it sucks not playing.
Sucks not playing. That's all he's worried about. Ryan Ellis may still be a little concussed if he honestly believes that that was just a, part of hockey. I haven't been balls deep in hockey for a long time, but I'm going to go ahead and say that that looked a little douchey to me. That hit looked a little douchey to me on a douchey side. Anyway, Ryan Ellis, like I said, supposedly could be returning Friday in that Chicago game. And look, I mean, the division standings as they sit, I know we talked about it last time, the Preds were actually looking, I mean, just from looks, if you take your eyes and look at it, I mean, the Preds looked like the best they've looked since like fucking October of last year, right? And man, just like that, because it is a tight race for the shit spot of the Central Division. And just like that, Winnipeg is back ahead of the Preds. Just off of one loss, man. One loss by the Preds. So the Stars are still on top. The Blues. Oh, man. The Blues, I mean, they just beat New Jersey. They're actually playing Arizona right now. They just beat New Jersey on Tuesday, 3-0. So they may actually be picking up pace. As you would expect going into the playoffs, I mean, you would think that the Blues are definitely going to make the playoffs, and basically it's up to that Avalanche, Winnipeg and Predators team to figure out what the fuck's going to go on. And I say the Predators just disregarding the Wild, but the Wild are 2 points behind the Preds, and the Blackhawks are 3 points behind the Wild. So, I mean, it just is what it is. There's no cracking this fucking code. I've drove myself nuts all season trying to crack it. And the only thing I could really say is I just think the Preds are lacking two main things, and I've said it most of the season. Definitely the first thing I'm about to say, the physicality, they don't have it. John Hines was quoted after the game the other night saying that they weren't battling for pucks, dude. They weren't physical, bro. I mean, there's rumors going around right now the Preds are shopping for a defensive or trying to get a defenseman. I heard that fucking name, Dustin Byfuglien or whatever the fuck his name is for, I think, actually Winnipeg. But that guy hasn't played a lick of fucking hockey all year. It's a risk. Like, you don't even know if he's going to play. You could get him and he don't even play. Preds can't afford to do that right now. Like, they need somebody. If they're going to make a move, which I don't think they're going to, I think their best acquisition is getting Ryan Ellis back straight up. Because, look, it just is what it is. They're either going to make a run or they're not. And if they sneak into the playoffs, yeah, the Preds are the type of team that they could get to the second round. I just don't think they Stanley Cup built this year. Can't complain about the goalie play. It hasn't really been that bad, to be honest with you. I mean, here and there, you'll see a drop game. But, I mean, both goalies, great save percentages. I think your boy, Pekarinen's backup, what is it, Suarez, he's got an incredible save percentage the last few games. So, I mean, you can't really put it on them. It's got to be that physicality and then elite scores, right? You're paying Johansson, I looked it up the other day, you're paying Johansson $8 million fucking dollars, right, a year. He's got 33 points. You traded Seth Jones to get him. I want to talk about physicality. You traded defensive man to get him, okay? And your elite scorers, quote-unquote, right now, are Forsberg, Arvidsson, Johansson, none of the three have really played super, super elite. Forsberg would be your closest one. Johansson is just dead ass middle of the line. And then Arvidsson, since he's been injured and on top of whatever he's playing like this year, which is not good, he hasn't been elite whatsoever. I read an article today saying that, you know, hoping Arvidsson would turn it up at the end of the season. Dude, I've been hoping fucking Arvidsson would turn it up. Dude, it's been like three fucking different stints that I've been hoping Arvidsson would turn it up. He ain't turning it up. What you gonna do? I don't know. And then you got a great player like Matt Duchene, and everywhere he goes, it's fucking shit. You got Bonino getting mentioned in trades. Bonino's been hella consistent. I wouldn't say hella consistent, but Bonino's showing up. Definitely in the beginning half of the year, he was definitely showing up. But they're talking about trading Bonino. Looking at packages for Bonino. So, I don't know. It's just, to me, man, I think it's just one of those cases the way you got a new coach that came in, right? What is Hines since he came in? 10-8 since joining the Preds? Dude, that's a blessing. And it's also an indicator. That's what you got. I mean, you found out you got a good coach that can keep you above 500 right away, which means that you could grow off of that, and obviously he'd be better next season. Okay, and you got a team that consistently keeps showing that they have 500 team. And when I say 500, I mean like they just they either winning or losing. And that's just what you got, bro. That's what you got. Whatever you got to do after, man, do it after. But let's make this run. Yeah, we drop one. But like I said, there's better news on the way. Ryan Ellis could be playing. I mean, the latest that he would play, I would imagine, would be that Saturday game at home against Columbus. But, I mean, that's just adding that edge to your team, man. It's big. It's big, big, big. It's everything that I've been bitching about, you know? But you got to get your elite scorers to show up. You're not going to do nothing without your elite scorers. I mean, that's got to be consistent. You got to have guys that are going to show up. It can't be just Soros. Right? It can't. It's got to be somebody else. It's got to be Arvidsson. You know, he's got 13 fucking goals, man. 13 goals. 13. Johansson, I think he's got somewhere around. I know he's only got like 33 points, something like that. That's not elite, man. I mean, you got to get them hitters. And that's what the Preds don't have. And that's what everybody's kind of drawn the conclusion to. And you got guys like Arvidsson who are getting interviewed saying, man, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, like, I'm trying to turn it up. Okay, well, it's got to be elite, man. It's got to be elite. I mean, Arvidsson's got it, man. He's aggressive. He's intense. But he knows something's wrong. It's almost like he's got that. I watch a lot of basketball. It's almost like he's got that Eric Gordon syndrome. When Eric Gordon was down here in New Orleans, this guy was so talented, but he could not figure it out in New Orleans for what, who knows. But sometimes guys get like that, man, in professional sports. It's weird. It's really weird, dude, when you really think about it. Anyway, I mean, look, there ain't no reason to pull off mega trades, anything like that. Not expecting to see it. Okay, we already pulled off our mega move. Peter Laviolette is no longer the coach of the Predators. Okay, that's a winning, proven coach. He's no longer here. And we brought on a guy where everybody was hopping out their fucking seat when they hired him, including me. And he's actually done all right. There is good news to this. Just got to hang in there. And then also, while you're hanging in there, understand the reality of what's going on. So the Blackhawks, Friday, not Saturday. We do have a Saturday game, but Friday. You'll be playing in Chicago, in the United Center. Blackhawks are just absolutely a disaster this year. I mean, I don't know if the Preds are any better. I'd say the Preds are a little better, right? The Blackhawks been getting blasted. I mean, just got the piss beat out of them by the Rangers, 6-3. They lost to Winnipeg. Division game, 3-2. They beat the Flames 8-4 out of nowhere, and then lost 3-0 night a couple nights before that, and 5-3 before that. Look, I mean, this is an inconsistent. All they have is Patrick Kane. I mean, that's it. Now Patrick Kane he's feasted on the Preds before. Man, you got to control this, man. That's that guy, right? So that's what you can expect to see as far as the Blackhawks, because other than that, they're an inconsistent hockey team. They're 26-26-8. The Preds are 29-23-7. Preds are coming off a 3-game winning streak, just dropped one to the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Blackhawks have lost the last four of their last five. I mean, I don't know. But when you look at one thing you can pull out from the Blackhawks is Patrick Kane. He's got 75 total fucking points. Right? And Roman Josi, which I said Soros earlier, been bugging me ever since. Met Roman Josi. But Roman Yossi's got 57 points, and that's your fucking guy. And Kane's got 75, bro. Right? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's just not guys helping Josi out. It's just not enough, at least not consistently. And that's what needs to change if the Preds want to make the playoffs. If not, hey, that's fine. But I'm not coming into next season thinking that this rubber arena and all this bullshit and inconsistency is going to be here next year, because it won't. It will not. They will figure it out. The Predators are just in the midst of just having, you know, a full fucking blown season going on right now. And they can't stop and look at it. Because you have to stop and look at this situation. You know? I don't know. But I would say, I mean, if I had to... the Preds are facing just some pressure that hasn't been here in Smashville in a long time, man. In a long time. Because they on the edge to where they might not make the playoffs. But we look to turn around. It's going to start with Chicago. Literally the next day you play in Columbus. And Columbus is a good team, man. It's not a team that they really want to run into. They're coming off a bunch of losses. I'm sure they fucking pissed off. Columbus, I think, has lost, Jesus, like over 4 games in a row. Yeah, Columbus has lost like fucking 7 games in a row. Unbelievable. Predators got to take care of business this weekend. It's so critical. And that game's going to be in the rubber arena. You have to take care of business. Man, get those 2 games. Get those 2 games, and dropping one is like, we don't even like remember it. You get those 2 games, man, dropping one, you don't remember it, right? Then it's on to Ottawa, okay? The Preds are getting that fair pick of teams to play right here to assemble a record to get into the playoffs, man. That's where the Preds haven't capitalized this season. And that's where all that inconsistency lies. It lies in teams like that. Dude, you are about to go on a 5-game fucking home streak. You have to take care of business. You're playing the Avalanche in that home streak. You have to take care of business. Right? Then you're back to a road streak. So look, we're always big on the schedule here at Rippin' Biscuits, because you always like to know what you got ahead and how you can position yourself to withstand blows. Hockey, you're not going to win a fucking, you know, 25 games in a row. It's very unlikely. You need to position yourself for your blows, especially the Preds right now. Since we're trying to, like, squeeze into a keyhole to get a playoff victory. It's very vital. Very, 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 very vital, my friend. But I will say this, and this is what I'm going to close the show out on, talking about this. You know, I think about it, man. This is why I'm so passionate about it. You know, if the Preds do make the playoffs, and Rippin' Biscuits has the opportunity to be in that number, to where we're doing pods during the week, during the playoffs, during 7-game series, and man, can you imagine? Or is it just me? That just sounds tremendous to me. That sounds absolutely tremendous to me. You know, because that's what it's all about. That's why everybody does this, to be in those moments where you're a fan, right? But also, we have a full platform with the Hockey Podcast Network to completely present our fanhood and present our reactions and present our opinions. It's 2020, baby. You could do it all. You just got to do it. I talk to people all the time. I show them certain things and how I did things. And, man, I didn't know you could do things that easy. Yeah, you just got to do it. You can't just do it today and then forget. No, you got to do it. Right? And that can lie consistent with what this Predators team needs to do going forward. You're picking up your guy, Ryan Ellis. Do it. You got a 5-game home streak. Do it. Then you're going to jump on like a 5-6-game road streak. Do it. You got goalies that can definitely withstand this run. Just do it. And then just see where you're at from there. Right? All this stopping and, you know, panicking and all this shit. We already passed that. We did that enough. You know where we at, man. We hanging on by a fucking thread. So we just got to do it. And no, Nike didn't fucking pay me a dollar to even like slightly, and it would only be a dollar, you know that, to even slightly emphasize or motivate those prior statements. But I mean, look, like I said, it would just be a magical time. It'd be like being in like Disney World. And for me, it's super special because I've never had the chance to be on a mic, be on Apple, Spotify, you know, all over the country, Canada, wherever. I'm in New Orleans, man. I'm in mid-city. I'm in like a fuck. I'm right by the streetcar, dude. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot going on. Or what I meant to say is tons going on, right? But I try to keep my fucking self away from it. But I'm down here. I'm in a deep, deep south. This would be tremendous for me. Tremendous for Ripping Biscuits, the podcast. I mean, I flow with energy. The energy's high. I'm fucking high on clouds. And that's where I want to be. I want to be in that number. I want the Preds to be in that number. I want to see these scores become elite in the end of the season. I want to see Victor Arvidsson turn into a fucking transform. I want to see that. I've been wanting to see that. And we got our chance right now. I know I say this every episode, but we got our chance right now. Especially with the home streak. You're playing some scrub-ass teams. Well, Devin, that don't mean anything with the Predators. You obviously haven't been following the Predators. Yeah, I have been following the Predators. But what the fuck do you want me to say? Bud. Ripping Biscuits. Smashville. Make sure y'all stand up and y'all stay standing. Because we're not sitting yet. Losers. Sit on the ass.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?